This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy belated Easter, everybody. So, somebody stood on the wall during the most holy time for Christians. Somebody still had to stand on that wall. Somebody had to guard against the evil that lurks all around you. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Liz, I want to thank her for filling in for me on Friday. And, you know, I got a hectic travel schedule, as you guys know. So we've got a few people that will guest host from time to time, and I appreciate Liz. Liz is a talent. She does a lot of other things as well, so hopefully you're able to make contact with her and get to know her better. Anyway, busy time for us. It was a long weekend. A lot of people got Friday off. It was Good Friday. And, you know, Easter obviously was on Sunday. As I said, the holiest of Christian holidays. He is risen. And I know a lot of people on the left hate that. They hate that. They love that holiday, though. Oh, they love getting that free day. But they hate that we celebrate something so magnificent, something that empowers many of us, because you know that you're just a cog in the wheel of life. You understand your role. It doesn't minimize you in any way to say, I'm insignificant in the scheme of things. I'm significant in the whole. But then there's a part of you that has to understand that the world is going to move along without you. That's what keeps you humble. Versus, say, Hollywood, who believes that without them, how is the world going to go along without me, without my ideas, without the way I believe things should work? They completely disregard the natural order, which is no matter how big you get on this earth, you're still nothing. There's something to be said in understanding that level of humility. I could be the president of the United States, the best rock. I could be Bruno Mars, be president of the United States, a Victoria's Secret top model on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, name 5,000 other things, and I would still be insignificant. That's a tough thing to understand about yourself. People know you. Yeah, people recognize me. I go around places, hey, you're that guy from Fox. Yeah, they know me well. Or occasionally they go, you're that dude that does the radio hits on so-and-so show or whatever. Whatever. Look at me, Mr. Significant, right? I'm insignificant. So are you. That's okay. There's something to be proud of and saying, you know what? I don't feel like I'm that big of a deal. People meet me and they're like, yeah, I'll give them my number. I can have your number? Sure. Don't abuse it. You know, or, you know, Kevin, you respond back to my emails. Of course I do. What do you think? Who do you think you're dealing with? And it's flattering, I'll admit. But at the end of the day, I tell these guys, look, come on, folks. Not that big of a deal. Occasionally you see my face on TV. What does that mean? I share the same opinions as you. For the most part, I just figured out a way, and it wasn't through some conniving thing like, I will kick everybody else off of TV. There will be no other black people on Fox. You know, I didn't wake up in the morning and go, Star Parker, you're gone. Alan West, your time is up. I just did what I do. And it isn't that, I hate to say this, but it's not that mystical and magical. I'm arguing with some knucklehead on Fox over the holidays. And it was on April 1st, April Fool's Day. You would think this story was about April Fool's because they want to give you $500 in California. Some place wants to give you $500 for existing, just for being. And I'm arguing with some leftist named David something, and my first comment was, America, it's not April Fool's Day. It's just what leftists do. They want to give away your money. It's a clever scheme to extort money from the contributors to society and give it to the people that aren't contributing. Oh, we're going to give this to families that are struggling. Really? So what? There's not enough welfare in California for the families who are struggling? These people, they get subsidized, if not outright free housing. They get a food budget. They get child care. They get all kinds of breaks. How much, in fact, if you keep giving incentives for poverty, I'm probably going to take you up on it and say, you know what, why the heck would I go out and try to struggle for a living when there's so many policies, programs out there that will just let me get free money? And I love this idea of free money. Is it free? Somebody making 15 bucks an hour, ask them how free it is. That's 30 plus hours of work. If you want to do the real math, it's 33.33 hours of work. That's how much free it is. You think somebody wouldn't want to get that time back?
Oh, Kevin, they won't be paying. It'll just be the super rich who are paying it.
Okay. So today it's $500. What's it going to be tomorrow? You know what people are going to, if you give somebody $500 or $3, let me tell you what they're going to tell you tomorrow as a leftist. I'll guarantee you this. Why can't it be more? What do you expect me to do with $500? I can't do nothing with no $500. Why God, it need to be a lot more than that. Oh, really? Well, what's it need to be? And we're going to go just like minimum wage where, oh, man, a person can't make no living on $7.65 an hour. We need to raise minimum wage to 15. So, hey, let's double your free gift, your stipend, your, should we call it an allowance? Because it's government minimizing you. And I said to the guy on TV, I would be insulted if you said I'm going to give you $500 free dollars. Because, number one, I know somebody had to earn it. You're telling me, Kevin, you don't have to earn this. You can have it. Here, little black boy, have $500, gift of some white bourgeois leftist who says, you need it. No, I think I'd rather earn it. And he brings it up.
Well, Milton Friedman is the one who brought this up years ago. It was a conservative idea and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, whatever. Don't try to tell me. Milton Friedman.
Oh, really? So it was a conservative that brought it up. So that makes it a good idea. I don't care if Attila the Hun brought it up. I don't care if Donald Trump brought it up. Giving somebody something for nothing is never a good idea. It's not a good idea. And it doesn't exist because somebody's paid for it. That's a fact. You feel better about things when you earn it. Then, you know, as he comes back with, well, you know, there are programs where they do have to work. Okay, but then it's a work program. It's not a free program. Because there's no way you're going to rationalize giving somebody $500 and say it's free and it's all good for the economy and all these other things. That's what we keep doing. And that's why we keep getting more poverty. We are creating more people in poverty by doing things that actually get people to want to be part of the poverty system. It's pimping. Who qualifies for it? How do you cut it off? And oh, by the way, here's a memo. Poverty sucks, and it's supposed to, because you're supposed to want to get out of it. That's why poverty sucks. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tea Party community has a thing we call it our Wall of Heroes. Pardon me. And it essentially showcases all these unsung heroes that are out there fighting for the American way to make America great again. And I'll give you an example. A teacher who got suspended because she said to the kids after they had done this walkout for the, quote, Second Amendment, in essentially an anti-gun walkout, and she says, well, let's just look at it this way. So guns are supposedly killing people, right? So would it be okay for a pro-life group to want to have a walkout based on abortion? And she posed it as a, let's look at all the angles of this issue. And I thought it was a great way for people to go, wow, you know, make these kids think. They could, you know, look at it and have a debate over it and a discussion around it. And instead, they suspend this woman over this. She should be on our Wall of Heroes. But moreover, the people who suspended her should be ridiculed into submission. We should be going after that administration. So not only should we have this Wall of Heroes, in contrast, we should have this Wall of Shame. And I've said to everybody, we are reconstituting the Tea Party movement by way of the Tea Party community to say, we're going to go after people that do this to her, do these types of things to people like her, I should say. It happens all the time. Colleges and universities, professors that do and say things. While I was doing an interview on Fox the other day, during the holiday weekend, there was a teacher who spent 15 minutes ranting about how America has been bad for minorities. And a little girl had the gall to tape it and give it to her mom. That little girl deserves to be on our wall of heroes. She tapes this woman, a black woman, going at demoralizing all these white kids. You have to watch it to believe that there is a teacher in the sixth grade telling these white kids, you are oppressors, et cetera, et cetera, is so uncalled for. And the school says, well, we don't condone that type of thing, and we do not want our teachers to do this. Whatever. Look, get rid of her. She should be fired. If we do enough of this, we push back, we can stem the tide. And I'm telling you folks, get off your butts. Stop just waiting on other people to do it. Get involved, and that's why I keep telling you, come back and get on the teapartycommunity.org, get signed up, join one of our operations. If you're not going to join it, start it. I promise you, you write to me, I will help you. If it's something that fits in our charter, I'll help you. We'll get two or three more volunteers. Everywhere these things occur, we should be in on it. We should be involved in it. So what we're doing at Tea Party Community is we're giving out an award. It is the Wall of Heroes. You do, when something like this occurs, we're going to make sure you're recognized. And at the end of the month, we'll let people choose the person who's done the most, like do a bracket, and we'll give out an award. You know, it'll probably be a gift certificate or something like that. And if it's big enough, we'll bring them to our convention or to some big convention or to our movie opening or something like that. I want to do things that involve you folks. And yeah, I need your help. You know, look, you listen to this program. Many of you faithful listeners, take down the number, 844-551-8255. Is it that big of a deal to call and say, hey, Kev, love what you say, love your work, want to help? KJRadio.com. Go to the website. Send a note. Kevin, love your work, want to help. Getting four, five people to join TeaPartyCommunity.org. Whatever it is. Understand what we're trying to do here. This is not about me. Let me tell you something. If it was about me, I would have left it a long time ago, because I'm not getting enough response back to be like, ooh, look at me, I'm all Mr. That. I would have abandoned this. I do this because I care about this country. I care that you're getting what I hope is a good enough analysis of what's going on that you want to continue to come back. But look, you can only do so much before you go, oh, nobody seems to care. That's the problem with conservatives, is we're so lackadaisical, we just figured somebody's doing it. We know somebody is doing it, and they're struggling to do it. They get up every day, they bust their butts, and everybody else just looks. I was one of them. Look, I'm not getting after you. I was one of those people. Oh, shoot, somebody got it? Well, why you need Kevin to do it? I'm going to go vacation. You know, I'm going to go indulge my hobbies. I'm going to go do something that I want to do. And finally, I got in the game. And you know what? I don't have any regrets getting in the game and going after these clowns every day and getting on TV and representing you. If you're out there, there are people that tell me, Kevin, when you come on TV, man, I made my family watch it. If you're one of those people that's doing that, let me tell you something. I'm not doing that because there's a bunch of people watching. I do it and I speak in regular talk because I want people to understand it. And that's why we do these things. So there's a group of kids, dozens of Rockledge High School students, who walked out on Friday, Good Friday, to protest what they said were their gun rights. They held a walkout in support of the Second Amendment. And they said, we shouldn't lose our rights because somebody commits a crime. Now, see, that's sanity. Rockledge High School. 70 students gathered on the Rockledge High School practice field in support of the Second Amendment. And let me tell you something else. Many other students would have done the same thing at high schools all over the country. You think CNN wants to cover this? You think CNN wants to let you know that there are students out there that get it? They spoke about their right to bear arms. And here's what they said. We're not backing down. We're not taking no for an answer. This is what Anna Delaney, a junior gun rights advocate who co-organized a rally that lasted about 25 minutes, said. Do you think they're going to make Anna Delaney, the David Hogg on CNN, the anti-David Hogg, willing to argue against that clown? Do you think they're going to do that? Do you think they're going to see him in two sides of the window? Or do you think they're only going to let David Hogg talk about what he wants to talk about? Make him the hero. Allison Camerata actually said this. It's amazing to me that she actually said this. Do we have the clip? You want to play the clip again?
This is an American issue, and as such, we have to work together.
David, I am stunned that four colleges rejected you. What kind of dumb colleges don't want you? I mean, you've taken the country by storm.
So that's how CNN treats you when you follow the narrative. But these kids that understand their rights and understand where they, you know, their rights as Americans and what they want their future to be, I don't think they're going to get any coverage. He said, we're protecting our Second Amendment right. It should not be infringed upon. That's constitutional, but I don't know. As I said to many people, you got to read something about some old white guys from 200 years ago gave me my rights? No. No, I got, when I was born and my ability to survive became, it's innate. That's what gave me my rights to survive, and I'm going to use the biggest, baddest weapon there. If you pick up a rock, I'm going to pick up a brick. You pick up a twig, I'm going to pick up a tree, a stump. That's just the way it works. School administrators, they say, monitored the walkout, but there were no issues. And there wouldn't be any issues. And as I said before, you can solve the school shooting problem instantaneously. Put armed guards in these schools, armed people. Nobody's going to be shooting up these schools, but the left know if they do that, they lose their ability to profit from this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Cameron Sterling. I will not allow Cameron to be here today for his reasons. And like his aunt said, we all out of tears. We have nothing else in us to cry about now because guess what? We all knew what it was, just like y'all knew what it was going to be. But one thing about God that we serve, and if you believe that God that I believe in, he do not sleep, nor do he slumber. So we may not get justice here on this earth, but let me tell you something. You see, when God comes, he's going to come. And we all gonna know, because you know why? It may be just this day that Howard Lake say, you know what, it's time for me to be honest. It's time for me to really tell what really happened. You see, because Alta can't tell his story to you nor to me. He's gone. There's no more coming back. So there's not no amount of money on this earth, on this in this world, that can give those kids back to their father. They took a human away. They took a father away. They took somebody away that did not deserve to be away. The way they killed him was in cold blood. You know it. I know it. But yes, the system has failed us. Yes, we are disappointed. But as a family, we're going to stay strong. And we're going to keep each other prayed up. The devil thought he won, but he didn't.
That was Alton Sterling's baby mama, one of his baby mama. You hear her say, see at the introduction, I'm Alton Sterling's oldest son's mother. Now, look, I'm not trying to make any, we have different people with different families and all that. That's become very normal these days. However, let's just be real. We have a proliferation of baby mamas and men, I wouldn't say men, little boys that we think are men who've grown up to believe that they should have multiple kids by multiple baby mamas and not necessarily take care of them. And what Ms. Baby Mama Sterling is trying to do here is she is trying to hit the lotto. See, she's seen a lot of things happen where people like Philando Castile and what's his name, Freddie Gray and Michael Brown Jr., they have, you know, these people have gotten big paydays after the death of their lottery. I mean, their boyfriends or baby daddies, whatever else. People are getting paid on black angst, on black death. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. They're frustrated. She's frustrated. Why can't I get my payday? Now, she says, this ain't about the money. I don't care about the money. Do you really believe that she doesn't care about the money? But let's back up a bit. So we've had the decision about Alton Sterling, where they said he got himself killed. And I'm going to explain that story a little bit better. And we've had another story, Stephon Clark, I believe is the kid's name, who was killed in Sacramento. And the black people down there just shutting down basketball games and so on and so forth. But have you noticed anybody burning down cities and getting all in an uproar as they did in the Michael Brown era, the Barack Obama era? No, you didn't. You haven't noticed that, have you? See, that's a sign, folks. I talk often about these signs. I want you to understand what the difference is. What a difference a president makes. See, what Donald Trump said is, this is a local matter. I'm not letting this rise to the level of the nation and, oh, cops are killing black people, et cetera, et cetera. Particularly when you know the story. Yeah, I said story. I didn't say story. See, because there's a story behind the Alton Sterling incident. Alton Sterling, born June 14, 1979, death July the 5th of 2016. He died the day after Independence Day. He was known locally in Baton Rouge, by the way, that's the same town where Stormy Daniels got her start. He was known in Baton Rouge as the CD Man. You want to know what the CD Man is? He's the dude that bootlegs CDs and would sell them to you. Or he'd make his own mixtapes, is what they call them, and he'd sell them. And he was a criminal. Now, Alton Sterling wasn't just your ordinary criminal. He was a criminal, and his record included violent offenses. A 2009 affidavit of probable cause said that he resisted arrest, and a black semi-automatic gun fell from his waistband as arresting officers wrestled him on the ground. Now, the officers who were called to arrest him had no idea about his criminal record. They didn't even know who he was. When they got the call, somebody was said to be menacing people in front of a store, you know, one of these little convenience stores, where Alton Sterling would sell his CDs. Now, the owner of the store where the shooting occurred said Sterling carried a gun. He, by the way, in the hood in Baton Rouge, you can be doggone skippy that Sterling always carried a gun. But the owner said he noticed the gun about a week before the event that took Sterling's life. And he says other people who had been vending up there, selling illegally, but I don't care. You know, that's the way that's called the hustle in the black community. But other people had been robbed at this location doing the same thing, because there's always somebody else on a stronger hustle. So while I credit Alton Sterling for saying, you know what, man, I'll make these mixtapes, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to hustle selling these CDs. Good for him. Congratulations. But you know what else he was worried about? He wasn't worried about cops coming and killing him and taking his money. He was worried about brothers who were on a bigger hustle, a stronger hustle, coming to take his money while he worked. So see, you see how the food chain works in the black community? That was the deal. So Sterling's up there. He's hustling. He's got his gat. That's a gun for you white folks. And the owner of the store says he wasn't causing trouble where the situation occurred where he lost his life. Now, here's the deal. Somebody called. Somebody called and they said it was an anonymous caller that reported a man was threatening him and waving a handgun while in the process of selling CDs. Now, I don't know whether this was a competitor who was trying to get Alton Sterling off of his corner, off of his spot. Was it somebody who saw that Sterling was armed and said, okay, well, since he ain't going to give up the money, I'm going to get him, let him catch a case? Because Sterling's already a criminal. He probably shouldn't have that weapon. I don't know what the laws of gun ownership is in the state of Baton Rouge. I know my uncle went to prison because he carried a gun from Texas over the state line of Baton Rouge. He was in prison for about 5 years in one of those Louisiana prisons. So, long story short, somebody, not a cop, not a white person, not Donald Trump, called the cops on Alton Sterling while he's vending his CDs with his weapon, a semi-automatic weapon. Most of them are, by the way. And the cops show up to do their job. Now, I want you to understand. I want to put you in the mindset of a police officer right now, particularly since I've made a movie called Bleeding Blue, and I hope you go to Bleeding Blue Movie to check it out. They've been called, big black dude, menacing people, waving a gun and they go to the scene. I want to know what you would do if your phone rang and they said, hey, listen, Kevin, there's a big black dude out here and he's waving a gun at people as they walk by. Can you come do something about it? No, I'm eating. I'm sorry. Bye. Click. I'm not going. But these police officers have to go. So do you think that they're in a state of higher, you know, tension than if it was, hey, there's a cat in the tree. Can you come help us get it out? You follow? So they show up. They say, hey, you see the cops. Alton Sterling sees the cops. They come up. This is 12:35 a.m., folks, at the Triple S Food Mart. He was detained by these police officers, and they tell him, hey, look, got to question you or whatever. He starts resisting. They tase him at first. They force him to the hood of of their car, and then eventually he hits the ground. He's pinned to the ground by these police officers. One's kneeling on his chest, the other's on his thigh, and they're trying to get control of his arms. Sterling will not cooperate. And I want to set the scene. All around him at this point, you got people starting a video. So you got two cops. I don't know what their races are, but I know one of them was an Italian guy. But they're wrestling with this big black dude. They got him on the ground. They got black folks all around him, videoing with cameras, yelling out and stuff. These cops are saying to Alton Sterling, you know, stop resisting or whatever. And then you can hear one of them in the video. I don't know if you've seen it, but he says, if you effing move, I swear to God, his officer's name is Salamone. And then the other officer, he says, Lake, he's going for his gun because they can't control his arms. They say he's going for his gun. And sure enough, boom, 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 he shoots him. Now, that's the scenario. You tell me what you do. People around you, do you, with all the focus on police officers, do you think somebody's going to try to do something to this guy with everything that's going on and say, well, we're just going to go kill us a black dude? See, this is why we've gotten to a point of ridiculousness in this country. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about this other case. Short break.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. There's a new name out there. His name is Stephon Clark. Get used to it. But it's not. He'd like to be remembered with the likes of Michael Brown Jr. and Alton Sterling and Philando Castile and many others. Young blacks killed by police, hunted down, et cetera, right? And I'm just telling you right now, what a difference a time makes. What a difference the leadership makes in this country. I want you to flash back 9 years or so under Barack Obama, the era of Obama, and what the police officers had to deal with. I want you to flash back to that. I want you to flash back to that moment where Gates
tried to get into his own home. And he's confronted by a police officer who happened to be white, a man doing his job because a neighborhood watch said, hey, we just saw somebody go through the window of Professor Gates' home. That's what neighbors are supposed to do. And then police shows up, white guy, says, hey, listen, somebody saw somebody entering this home through the window. I need to make sure everybody's okay. I want you to think about everything that could have, the possibilities. Maybe somebody broke in and was you know, accosting Professor Gates. Or maybe it was somebody breaking into the house. Or it could be as innocent as Professor Gates getting into his own home because he left his keys. It could be any of those scenarios. But in any of those scenarios, the police has a responsibility to find out what's going on. He gets confronted by smart aleck intelligentsia Professor Gates, friend of Barack Obama, who says, I don't need to show you anything, white boy. This is my house. And the cop says, look, it's not about white, black. It's not about all the different things you've got. I'm not trying to oppress you, black man. He says, I need to see your ID to make sure you who you say you are. Make sure everything's cool. You're not under duress. There's not somebody standing behind a door making you say this, et cetera, et cetera. Can you understand the scenario that I'm putting before you on the Kevin Jackson Show? I'm glad you guys are here, by the way. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. KJRadio.com if you want to contact us otherwise. So everybody's done their part up to this particular part of the scenario except Professor Gates, who then says, do you know I know the President of the United States? I'm a bad mama jamma, baby, don't you do? And he goes all gorilla, gangster jungle on this dude. And the white dude's like, look, man, I'm going to put these bracelets on you, and we're going to take you down to the station and blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. Barack Obama says the cop, you know, acted stupidly by doing his job. See, that's how the left views things. They see when people do their jobs, that's being stupid. How could you possibly go there and do your job, cop? I talked earlier about Alton Sterling. People want to make a big deal. He was killed. Another black man was killed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Eric Garner. Remember him in New York? The dude selling whatever they call them when you sell cigarettes singularly out of the package. Singies, or I don't know what they call them, but they got a name for him. He doesn't want to go to jail because he's violating New York laws. These aren't laws set up by Donald Trump. These aren't laws set up by conservatives. The people who run New York are a bunch of left-wing, leftist, lunatic liberals. I know I said leftist twice, but that's okay. Deal with it. And instead of surrendering and saying, here you go, he decides he's going to fight, by the way, black female cop right there, and has a heart attack. And the cop didn't care. They killed me. I mean, he had his hands up and said, don't choke me. Don't do this. His big fat butt died because he's out of shape. And the pressure that was put on his 300-plus pound body put onto his chest didn't allow him to breathe because it wasn't the cops that killed him. He killed himself because all he had to do was stick his hands out and say, let me go get my punishment. But he didn't do that. But man, they want a payday. And I could go down the line. Philando Castile was told multiple times, he says, I got a gun. And the cop says, don't reach for it. Oh, sorry, I got a little musical for you. Anyway, he ends up shooting the dude, and then his girlfriend's like, they just kill him. And it's all on video. All on video. Now, what about this clown, Stephen Clark? Oh, Kevin, there you go, man. You know, you don't like black folks, man. You ain't there. Look, let me tell you something. I don't care whose situation this is. It could be black, white. It could be Henry Chang that I'm talking about. Here's what Stephen Clark was doing. Stephen Clark was in his own neighborhood where I guess he lived with his grandma. And Stephen Clark is breaking. He's vandalizing. He's breaking into people's property. You ever seen? I've lived in the hood. There are times when I lived in St. Louis, there'd be dozens of cars with their windows smashed. Dozens. You know who did it? The Stephon Clarks of the world. I'm using my finger quotes. You know who did it? Black teens, nothing better to do, out there looking to make a cheap buck, causing you $300 worth of damage so they can get $1.35 out of your change tray in your car. Or steal your radar detector, or steal your, you know, whatever you may have in there. And because people in the cities know, don't keep anything of value in your car. So that's what these clowns did. They came there. That's what this clown did, Stephen Clark. He's breaking into things. He's vandalizing. Who knows what's next? Maybe it starts innocently as a car. Then it's just, oh, you know, I'll go into this shed. And then next thing he's in your house, and next thing he's killing people. I don't know what the escalation point is, but I know this. I don't want you in my car. I don't want you in my yard. I don't want you in my house. So somebody sees it. It wasn't Donald Trump. It wasn't the right-wing conspiracy. It was somebody from the neighborhood who said, there's a young black dude who's out here causing trouble. And you can bet in Sacramento that call happened a lot in various neighborhoods. So the cops show up, and there's a helicopter. This is let me tell you something. I had to dig to find this story. All I've heard about is black man got killed by the police officers and all the disruption therein that's been caused. And I've talked about this earlier when I was talking about Sterling. The fact of the matter is there hasn't been a whole lot of protesting, has there? You've seen a very different world than you would have seen under Barack Obama. See, because cities got to burn when black thugs get killed or when verdicts are rendered that don't allow the cops to go down when a black man gets himself killed. Okay? But you haven't seen that happen. Little bit of disruption in Sacramento because people want to make money now off of people being killed. Families see it as, man, we can get rid of the bad guys and make some money. Let's do this. So long story short, Stephen Clark, they got a helicopter above because this is not exactly Beverly Hills. And they're shining the light down on this dude as he's they've got him. They've got him dead to rights. So the helicopter's up, blah, 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 blah. There he is. He's about to make a left on Crenshaw, and he's on 13th Street. And they're watching him do his deal, and the police have arrived, and they're now going after this guy. So he's running, dipping and dodging. Have you seen Dodgeball? Dive, dodge, dip and dodge. Anyway, he's dipping and diving and whatever else. And finally, the cops see him, he runs around the corner, okay? Then he decides to give himself up, he emerges from around the corner, and he's got his hand sticking straight out with his cell phone. Not up, okay? Sticking out. Now, let me tell you who told me this story, because I was digging around going, what did this guy do? I got asked about Stephen Clark, and I was like, who is that? What's this, another cop shooting? And it was a cop, a black cop, who told me what happened. He says, Kevin, he doesn't have his hands up. He's got his hands sticking straight out with that cell phone. And he says, now he's already run from the cops, and they've yelled, stop, whatever. Comes back around the corner with his hands sticking out with his cell phone, not up, but out. And they blasted him. Now, everybody, I heard the interview. Yeah, did I have to shoot that boy 20 times? Let me tell you something. Put yourself in a cop's circumstance. You want to go home. You're chasing a guy. He's a vandal. You don't know anything about it, but he took off running. When he took off running and came back around that corner, he was dead man walking. Period. The only thing he could have done would have been to lay down and say, officers, I am on the ground, start yelling. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to tell the dude what to do, but that's what I would have done. Because the minute you come back out, you have to be letting them know, I'm not armed. I have a cell phone. It's almost like these guys want to be killed. It's almost like they want it. So these cops didn't go hunting for Stephen Clark. Not to mention, hey, black people that are, because all these people are in an uproar in Sacramento. His brother making a scene, you know, at the city council or whatever, and everybody, Becerra, saying, I'm going to look into this. What's to look into? You know what you ought to look into? The vandalism that's occurring in black communities by guys like Stephen Clark that lead to their deaths. How about you look into that? They don't want to do that because they need somebody to blame. They want America to feel at fault here.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.